Hey there, thanks for calling in. Can I get your name? That's a pretty handsome name. Well, it's nice to meet you. Do you normally call into the line like this? I see. You know, truth be told, I'm one of the new girls. They recently hired me and I haven't taken on too many calls yet, so I'm still getting a feel for it, but I gotta say, it's pretty fun to figure out and get into people's heads and get a feel for what they're into. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something so fascinating about figuring out what makes someone tick, why it makes them tick, the specifics and the particulars, and you know, you get the idea. Yeah. I am kind of rambling, aren't I? Well, I suppose I should ask. Do you have anything particular on your mind tonight? What am I wearing? I mean, that's kind of cliche, isn't it? But I suppose it is cliche for a reason, you know? I mean, it is intriguing wanting to know what kind of clothing is on your partner and the like when you're far away and you can't see one another, so I don't blame you. Well, if you must know, I'm wearing one of my favorite outfits. Granted, it's not something I'd ever wear out. It's pretty sexy. It's a pretty sexy little number. It's the silky blue baby doll. It's a navy blue, very, very pretty. It's kind of sheer. But that's not the best part. The best part has to be the suspenders and the stockings. Like, they're holding the stockings up in this really sexy way. And I'm wearing these like dark, almost like black stockings. And so, like, if you were to look at them, like if you were here and you could see them, they're really like clinging and hugging onto my feet and hugging onto my leg. And it looks so sexy. Like, if I saw another woman wearing this, it'd be over for me. Like, it'd be like a just total swoon fest, you know? Well, I suppose I could make you swoon a little with that detail. In fact, I bet you are, given I heard your breath hitch just now. So, would that mean that perhaps my stockings and suspenders and lingerie are turning you on? The description of them? If only you could feel them, huh? I'll bet you're getting hard, aren't you? Hearing my sweet little voice describing such naughty things. Well, you better brace yourself because it's only going to get worse from here, and by worse, I mean even more naughty. I may be one of the newer girls to the line, but I'll tell you what, I know how to drive men fucking wild. So you better buckle in. And prepare yourself and that cock of yours. If you're wearing pants or shorts, you should probably get rid of those. And you might want some lube handy. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. It makes things far more comfortable. I can't imagine trying to wank without lube. That would be very uncomfortable, I imagine. But have your lube handy. If you must know what I'm doing to myself, I mean, I could tell you. It's a little bit. Well, right now I'm honestly stroking my legs. I'm just running my hand down my leg, feeling the fabric of my stocking clinging to it. I have these kind of not super muscular, but these very like toned calves. So my legs look fucking amazing in them. Not to mention my adorable feet. They look spectacular, and I'll tell you what. If there's anything I could do to that hard cock right now, I'd want to take it between my feet and stimulate it like that. I want to rub that hard dick between my stocking-clad feet. Your breathing's getting a little heavier. I didn't tell you to start jerking, though, so you better obey my every last word, all right? While you imagine me teasing you, touching you, my soft hands running up and down your chest. So, get that lube handy. I want you to lube your dick up and stroke slowly to start. Very light pressure, but stroke. Stroke that cock nice and slow. I can't help but play with myself a little bit, to be honest. It's pretty hot knowing what my voice is doing to you. I'm lightly teasing my breasts, lightly squeezing my nipples. Feels really good. How does it feel stroking that cock of yours? Does it feel good? Well, can you blame a girl for trying to get comfortable? Gosh. Feels so good. I want you to start applying a little more firm pressure to that cock of yours. Stroke it up and down with your fingers with a bit of a firmness. I wish that was my hand stroking your dick. I love feeling the hardness and stiffness of a needy cock. I think it's my favorite. Second best thing being when the pre-cum oozes out. When that happens, my favorite thing is to lap at the head and taste the pre-cum. Yeah. Oh. Want you to stroke a little faster and a little harder. But if you feel yourself getting to the edge, I want you to stop. Okay? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm rubbing my clit. I'm rubbing my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah, it's really hard. I wonder which is harder, your dick or my clit. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Please. Oh. Oh, are you getting close? I want you to stop for a minute. And I want you, oh, to picture my mouth on that dick of yours. I love sucking cock. And I'd love to suck your cock, running my tongue along your shaft, your head, taking it into my mouth and greedily sucking it, tasting you, feeling you in my mouth. Oh, I want you to start stroking again. I'll start stroking while you think of being in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's what I want. I want your mouth. I want my mouth on your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. But I'm not done with you. I want you to come too. I want you to make a mess on me. Oh, you can make a mess in my mouth. Or make a mess all over my pretty stockings. I want you to think, whichever one turns you on the most, that's what I want you to focus on. And I want you to jerk it hard and fast. Hard and fast. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And I want you to fucking explode for me. I want you to make a big fucking mess for me when you're ready. Oh, does it feel good when you jerk it for me? I bet you like hearing my little voice telling you all these really naughty things, don't you? Oh, I really want you to feel good for me. I want you to feel so good. I want to make you come so fucking hard. Are you gonna come? Let me count you down, alright? I think it'd be really hot if you came when I commanded it. Therefore, I'm gonna count down from 10. And I want you to jerk it however makes you come the easiest. Because I'll tell you what, I don't think you'll last very long during my countdown. But I'm gonna make it come so hard for me. 10. Those balls must feel so heavy right now, don't they? You've got a creamy, sticky mess just waiting for me, don't you? 9, 8, 7. It's getting kind of hard, isn't it, to hold back? You can feel that arousal rising in you. It's getting hard to resist, isn't it? 6, 5, you're halfway there. Oh, you're halfway there. Be a good boy and hold off just a little longer. Just a little bit more. 4. 5. Okay, I won't be mean. I'm sorry. 4. 3. Oh, you're so fucking close. I want you to make a mess all fucking over me. I want you to explode all over me with your cum. I want you to cum all over me. Oh, fuck. Oh. 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me if you haven't come for me. Let it out. Make a mess all over me. All over my pretty stockings. All over my pretty lingerie if you want it. Perhaps even all over my tongue. so hot when you come for me. God, you sound so good, baby. Oh. That was pretty amazing, don't you think? I mean, I'm still pretty new, like I said before, so I think the higher-ups still have a little bit to teach me within the ropes of how this all works, but, you know, you exploded pretty hard for me, and I think I'd like to call with you again sometime, so don't hesitate to ask for me when you call in again, alright? I'd love to make you explode again, and again, and again. There's something so addicting about it, isn't there? Alright, well, take care of yourself, alright? Bye-bye.